Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Everyone, I am Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from adversity and failure to go and live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway. We believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and say your story, go to tawatson.com, the programs and products page, click on Million Dollar Business, get yourself started. So folks, are you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me, I have the one and only popcorn lady, Julie Logan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I am the popcorn lady.
She wears so many hats, it's unbelievable. But welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So Julie, for the folks out there who may not necessarily know you, can you briefly introduce yourself to our audience, please?
Yes, I can. Hello, everyone. I am Julie Logan. I am the owner and CEO of J. Logan & Company, LLC, as well as J. Logan Business Support Services, and obviously the popcorn lady of Popcorn Heaven Steel Creek. Gosh, what else should I say?
That's enough right there. You're talking about three different businesses right there. She is a busy lady, and it is a pleasure and honor to have you on. I got a chance to see your show recently. Interview about you recently on Spectrum News. Phenomenal story. And as you know, Julie, we bring people on our show who have amazing stories like yourself and have you kind of talk us through how you made it through, because you have an amazing story. So I'm going to start with my first question. What's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome personally or professionally?
Oh, wow. How long do we have? I'll talk about two instances. One is obviously my story, where I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 36. I am now a 17-year breast cancer survivor.
Wow.
And thank you. Yes. Thank you. That is a journey, an obstacle or a challenge that you can and never be prepared for.
Sure.
And then the other one is probably most recent, last year, or 2020, and during COVID, or right in the midst of COVID, I started the J. Logan Business Support Services. And just to have additional income, it's a virtual assistant company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obtained a few clients throughout that journey. And then this year, assumed that the contract was going to be extended or renewed. It wasn't. And so it was like in the midst of you're planning your finances, planning, you know, your budget and all that good stuff. And then everything just go awry, it just goes crazy and it doesn't come through. And so that was a challenge.
Wow, that is amazing. I really appreciate your honesty and being transparent with us about both of them. You know, can we go back to your breast cancer story? That is remarkable. You know, so oftentimes, you know, people may know of people who have suffer from cancer, breast cancer sometimes. I don't know that we necessarily know the emotional impact or toll that it takes when you hear those words. Talk to us about the emotions and the feelings that you had to kind of deal with when you first heard those words.
Well, it started out with identifying a lump in my breast. And can I be transparent about it?
Absolutely.
So the transparency is the gentleman that I was dating at the time, we were sitting around just watching movies, laying on the floor, watching movies. And of course, men being men, he grabbed over and fondled with the girls.
Yes.
Called the girls. And he actually felt it first.
Wow.
And he was like, "What is that?" I said, "What are you talking about?" And of course, when I felt it, I felt the lump in my breast. And that was on a Sunday. And then the next day, I made an appointment with my primary care doctor at that time. She did an ultrasound, did see some things. She said, "Well, I want to schedule you to have more of a deeper breast exam." Went to the radiology, and of course, You know, they did everything that they were supposed to. You wanted to do a biopsy. You know, your mind is going crazy when they say biopsy. They want to cut on you, you know, to try to understand everything. And so when it came back, the doctor came back in the room. That's when she said, yeah, we found some calcifications in your breast tissue, as well as maybe the size of a nickel size lump in my breast. And it was, you know, diagnosed as cancer. Of course, trying to be composed, I was in shock.
Yes.
You know, trying to take it all in. And so I went to my car, and I'll never forget, I sat in my car, which felt like an eternity. It was probably 5 minutes. And I called one of my girlfriends and I said, just left from getting a mammogram. And they said, I have cancer, breast cancer.
Wow.
And I couldn't move.
Yeah.
And of course, she immediately started praying for me.
Yes.
Started encouraging me at the moment and says, you know, even though they say it's cancer, God has the final say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so literally just in shock. And from there, it was just like a fast track from doctor to doctor. I dated so many doctors. That's why I say now, I dated so many doctors at that time.
Right.
That it was just so crazy. Everything happened so fast. And so one thing just led after another. I met with general surgeon, met with an oncologist, I met with my primary care and so many others, and they give you this binder, which is like this thick,
wow,
this thick full of stuff, and you have to kind of go through it. And so that was the beginning of my journey.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. And again, I appreciate you being honest and transparent about that as well. You know, so as you're going through this, Julie, what were some of the coping mechanisms that you turned to kind of endure this process? I'm sure it wasn't a day or a month. It was a journey, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I'm very strong in my faith. And first thing I did was just continue to pray to God. I said, you know, part of me wanted to say, why me? But then I said, why not me? What makes me any different from anybody else? It's just how can I best approach this? How can I do what I need to do to extend my life? And so just stayed constantly in prayer. Stayed around positive people, remove negative people.
That is important, yes.
Got to remove that stress out of your life, because first of all, you have enough on you, right, dealing with the C word. Mm-hmm. And you don't need any unnecessary aggravation or negativity in your life. And mm-hmm. So some people that were in my life, you know, then are not.
Sure.
So you just have to figure out what's best for you. And that's what I did.
Wow, that is awesome. You know, so Julie, as you look back on your darkest day, what kept you fighting and optimistic?
You know, I'll say my mother is my shero.
Really?
At the time, she passed in 2016.
My condolences.
But I'm from a small town called Shelby, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm a little country girl. And my mom at the time would drive down every week.
Wow.
Come and see about her baby girl. I'm the youngest of seven.
Wow.
My mother raised seven children by herself.
Wow.
My dad passed when I was 9 years old. And she came down to see about her baby girl. She took me to my chemotherapy treatments, came back and stayed with me. And she for her to do that, but then I had the opportunity to do the same for her, because in 2016, I had to have surgery. I had to have a mastectomy. I had to go through the chemotherapy. I went through about 6 weeks of radiation. But chemotherapy is like when you take the treatment, you're okay for the day, but then they'll tell you a couple of days after that, you'll start to feel weakened. You got to make sure that you're not around folks that much, because your immune system is can be compromised. Mm-hmm. And so by the time you start feeling good, it's time to go back for another treatment.
Wow.
And you're going back to the cycle. But my mother was always there for me.
Yes.
And with me. But in 2016, she suffered a stroke.
Wow.
I'm still not out of my journey.
Yes.
I'm still going through my circumstance. And she had a stroke. I kind of came through that. And then in 2007, she had a second stroke to where it was so much, it affected her memory just a little bit. I think she's had a touch of dementia, where she was beginning to take her medication and everything. And they brought her here to Charlotte. And from there, they just said, we recommend that she don't stay by herself anymore. My mom was this strong, independent woman who raised seven kids by herself, worked, all of that, was still working. And then she couldn't work anymore.
Right.
Being baby girl, I moved my mom to Charlotte, was her primary caregiver for 2.5 years while I'm going through my journey. Didn't know what I was doing, but I did it because she was my mother.
That's right.
We figured it out along the way. So my mom was, she was my saving grace in a lot of ways.
And
the strong woman that she was made me who I am.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. It's good to have those angels in our life. You know, so Julie, as you look back to that tough time, how would you say it's all kind of shaped you as a person today?
Oh my God. Whew. It has allowed me to live life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Take every day as if it's your last.
Yes.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
Even though we're human, we have, you know, things that may bother us, and that's okay. It's just how long you stay in it.
Uh-huh.
And if you depending on your religion and your faith, I say operate in that to the fullest.
Absolutely.
I continue to work. I continue to serve in my church. And a lot of people, when they saw me, they were like, they would have never known that I was going through breast cancer because I never skipped a beat.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. You know, again, as you reflect back today, would you do anything differently?
No.
Right. I want my listening audience to pay attention to that. I've asked all of my guests that, maybe two or three of them said they would do something different. She said, no. Tell us why not.
I wouldn't be who I am today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be where I am today. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have the opportunity to help save someone else's life.
That's right.
God allowed me to survive to help somebody else, which is why I said, you know, I could have asked the question, why me, God? Why not me? He chose me to be the one to help another woman. Her story may be a little different from mine, but whatever she hears from my story could help her along the way. And I can be an inspiration to her or anyone, man, woman, child, whoever, to say, you too can get through this. You too can be empowered by your circumstance.
Yes. I love it. I love it. You're so right. You know, so Julie, we're coming off of 2020 where people have lost loved ones, lost material possessions, lost employment, even lost hope in many situations. What words of advice can you give some of those folks out there who are just kind of hanging on by a thread to let them know that a brighter day is going to come?
You got to speak life over yourself.
Mm.
Oof. If nobody else, we're with ourselves, 24 hours a day?
7 days a
week. Yes. Absolutely. And you're not always around people to hear those words of inspiration. So guess what? You got to speak it over yourself. I am the head. I am not the tail. I'm above. I am not beneath. I am strong. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am abundant.
Yes.
And there's power in the tongue, as the Bible says.
Yes.
And you have to speak those things that you want, and the universe and God or whoever it is hears that, and it will be manifest.
Yes.
But you got to speak it and you got to believe it. I'm a firm believer that if you ask, you believe, you shall receive.
That's right. That's right. Well, good, great advice. Folks out there, I hope you guys are pumped up by Julie Logan's story. Amazing story. Julie, if people want to follow you or get a hold of you, what's the best way to contact you?
It can email me at info@jloganbizsupport.com. Also on my website at www.jloganbizsupport.com. My social media is either jloganbizsupport or you can follow me at Popcorn Heaven Steel Creek.
Oh, I love it. Julie, do you have a book out yet?
No, I don't.
I sense a book coming at some point in time. We got to talk about that.
Absolutely. You know what? It's funny that you say that real quickly. I put a transparent moment out on Facebook not too long ago. I'm just sharing some things that I was kind of dealing with. And from that, several weeks later, I started journaling again. Yes. And what sparked it was short stories. So I started writing these short stories of things that had transpired throughout my life. And so that may turn into something.
It's coming, folks. Get ready for it. Hey, Julie, we talked a lot about tough stuff. You ready to have a little fun before we go here?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. So this portion of our show is called a rapid fire purpose questions. I'm going to ask you some questions about purpose. I'm not going to elaborate on any of the questions. I want you to give me and the audience your most concise answer. You ready?
I think.
You get nervous now. Come on, you can do it, Popcorn. Come on. I believe in you. Here we go. Awesome. All right. Here we go. So the first question, Julie, is tell us how you have turned a dream into reality.
I'll say popcorn. I love popcorn. Can eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Popcorn has saved my life. Been eating it all my life. And so last year had the opportunity to meet with a couple who owns Popcorn Heaven. Started dating them, if you will, during COVID. Had a conversation about their brand. And September of 2020 became a licensee of Popcorn Heaven, Steel Creek. If you'd asked me this 20 years ago, I'd be like, get out of here. Right. But here I am.
That is awesome. I love it. What gives your life meaning?
What gives me life meaning?
What gives your life meaning?
What gives my life meaning? Just being alive. Being alive, being able to be on platforms such as this to share my story and help someone else.
Yes, I love it. What one word best describes you?
Gosh. Funny.
Okay, good. I love it.
A lot of people don't know that about me. You got to really get to know me. A lot of people say I'm very serious, but I am very funny. I like to make people laugh.
I love it. I love it. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Run track.
Really?
Yes. I love to run and I love to write. If you ask my siblings, especially my sister, she would say, they would always catch me with a pen and a piece of paper in my hand. And I'm always writing something. Don't know what I was writing, but I would always write something. But I love running track.
I love it. What do you wish you had more time to do?
Travel.
What does your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
Traveling.
Okay. There you go. Traveling. We'll get that traveling going. Who inspires you the most?
My mother.
Yes. What's something about yourself we might be surprised to learn about you?
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Oh, that I was a 1991-92 beauty pageant winner. I was Miss Black Spartanburg. I lived in Spartanburg, South Carolina, so I won a beauty pageant.
Awesome. Congratulations. I love it. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
Probably travel to Africa.
Yes, I love it. What's something you'll spend time doing no matter what?
Journaling.
Okay. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you someday?
My grandma owned a gourmet popcorn shop. She's popping.
Right, she's popping. We go there every weekend. I love that. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Dropping money to those in need.
All right, I like that. Good one. That's unique. What sparks your creativity?
Oh gosh, just experiences.
Uh-huh. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Healthcare for everybody.
All right. A lot of votes there, big time. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh yeah, Oprah, if you're listening out there, you got someone, a mentee. Oh,
yeah, because she is such a powerful woman, she's such a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. She's used her experiences to grow a conglomerate of many businesses, and she's helped so many people, and that's what I want to be able to do.
Yes, I love it. What do you love to do for others?
Just help others. I love connecting and relationship building. So I love connecting others with other people. Relationship building is what I love to do.
Yes. What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
Gosh. This is minimal, but I love it. I got a gift of an Apple Watch.
Oh, there you go. Nice. You can never go wrong with technology, right?
Never go wrong with technology.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it. What's been the best compliment you ever received?
That I've inspired someone.
Mm, yes. What's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Give back.
Yes. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
Oh gosh. Oh wow, that's a tough one. That I'm most proud of?
Yes.
Gosh, there's so many. Ooh. You might have to come back to that one.
Okay, we'll circle back to it.
Okay.
What does success look like for you?
Success is taking that passion, taking that dream, and seeing it come to fruition.
Yes.
Never letting anything stop you from moving forward for what that one thing that makes you live and wake up every day.
Love it. What are you most grateful for?
Life.
Yes.
What's waking been the up big- every day.
Absolutely. What's been the biggest lesson you have learned so far in your life?
Just speaking my mind. A lot of times there were times where I wouldn't say a whole lot or share what I was feeling at the time. But since my diagnosis, and since I've turned of age, I speak my mind now.
That's right. Raw, uncut, right? Uncensored, everything.
Uncut.
Right? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So back to that question. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of? It's great to have many of them. That's good.
Gosh, from my childhood that I'm most proud of. You know, I'll just say just being able to graduate. And here's why I say that. I said earlier that my mom raised 7 of us by herself. There could have been times where we could have gone astray and not even completed high school.
Yes.
But she made sure that we did.
Wow.
So I'll just say, being coming from a big family and having that support, just being able to graduate on time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. And last but not least, Julie, how do you want to be remembered in history?
As the popcorn lady who inspired everybody.
I love it. And got things popping, right?
Got things popping.
Julie, you survived. Awesome job. Give yourself a round of applause. Great job there. Hey, folks, hopefully you've been inspired by Julie. Amazing story, amazing person. Again, if Julie, if the people want to contact you, what's the best way to reach you?
Via email, info@jloganbizsupport.com, or you can visit my website, or you can email me at popcornheaven at info@popcornheaven-steelcreek.com if you want some delicious gourmet popcorn.
Hey, I love it. We're going to come your way. My kids and my wife love popcorn. We're going to be coming your way.
Awesome. Pop so, on in.
I got you. Hey, so, you know, as we wrap things up here, there are two things that our show kind of centers on: purpose and resiliency. What last words can you give our audience around purpose and resiliency?
So one thing I failed to mention is that I also started a women's empowerment organization called I Am Her Too. And it's called, we provide education and resources to women on living a healthy, empowered, and resilient lifestyle.
Yes.
So I would say, whatever your purpose is, whatever your desire is, whatever your dream is, you have to, one, identify what that is, walk in it, walk in your purpose. Never allow anyone to diminish your purpose, but you have to walk in it and move forward. And no matter the challenge, no matter the obstacle, you have to stand in your word. I stand in my word. Stand on the word and the promise of God, and you will receive everything that he promised you.
Wow, I love it. Couldn't come from words from a better person out there. I mean, a person who's lived it, done it. Folks, hope you guys are inspired. If you're someone out there and you have an amazing story of overcoming obstacles, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com, subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories, download it, rate this episode, share with your folks on social media. Again, Julie Logan, thank you very much for joining me today. Everyone else out there, God bless you guys. Peace and deuces, everyone.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.